Open Wednesday to Sunday, Can You Keep a Secret is the perfect spot to discover unique fashion, enjoy DJ nights and live music, or host your next private function. Bring along your 4ZZZ subscriber card. For more info, head to canyoukeepasecret.com.au. Proud 4ZZZ sub-discount outlet.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Olive and Ruby and Eve with your 11 a.m. deadline. In local news, RACQ have proposed that Brisbane needs more agile electric buses known as Metro Gliders to channel passengers onto high-frequency routes. With the 2032 Brisbane Olympics looming, 3 in 4 Queenslanders have stated that improvement in public transport is important to leaving a positive Olympic legacy. RACQ General Manager Joshua Cooney has disagreed with people's suggestion that highways should be front of mind, stating that better bus systems are the backbone of the city transport system. Additionally, the proposal to conduct 3 huge new towers in South Brisbane have been approved, with the trio said to be taller than any existing building outside of the CBD. The development will include over 600 apartments, 200 hotel rooms, and an abundance of retail space and public garden. Extensive work has begun on the fenced-off site. Locals pushed back against the plan during the approval process due to the desire to maintain the vibe of the area and avoid further congestion. Despite complaints, the project is going ahead as one of several projects approved under the new height limit for South Brisbane.
In national news, a Kelpies for Kids fundraiser at the Perth Royal Show has raised almost $50,000 for 6 children in Western Australia. 9 Kelpie puppies were auctioned off as buyers bid on the dogs, who have been trained by qualified trainers since the start of the year. The event gave sick children like 10-year-old Charlie Hosking an opportunity to spend time Kelpie training, which she said has brought her so much joy. Organiser Kate Willick said the overwhelming positive response indicated the program will continue in future years. In other national news, a global marine heatwave known as the Blob threatens to cause intense winter storms in the United States and fuel a much wetter than average summer in Australia. The Bureau of Meteorology has warned of a high risk of severe weather between October and April, which can include thunderstorms, tropical cyclones, flooding, or heat waves. A weak La Nina is even predicted for later this spring, but forecasters are confident that conditions will turn to neutral by summertime.
In international news, the UK is set to host an international summit on the recovery of Gaza, with over 20 world leaders aiming to ensure a lasting peace after 2 years of devastating loss of life. The event will include representatives from Palestinian Authority, as well as Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Germany, and Italy. The leaders will gather in Sharm el-Sheikh today to cover efforts to support the Palestinian Authority's transformation and reform program. The UK has said that over £20 million is already pledged aid will now be focused on water, sanitation and hygiene services. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with possible showers. It's currently warming up at 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.